heal it magically.
Why don't we go ahead and get started, please? We are now back in session. Carla, the next items are items 40 and 41. Could you please read them together?
Uh-huh. Item 40, authorize Bureau of Human Resources to adopt system for merit-based pay increases for non-represented city employees and direct Bureau of Human Resources to develop a recommended system for setting compensation when making hiring decisions for council consideration. And item 41, increase the salary ranges for several Portland City laborer classifications.
Colleagues, just some brief introductory comments. We all value the employees of the City of Portland. We want to ensure employees who are doing comparable work receive equitable pay. Adopting and implementing a citywide merit increase system is critical to establishing consistent practices throughout the City of Portland. Utilizing a consistent system will permit us to consider merit as one of the bona fide factors in setting compensation under the new Oregon pay equity law. This resolution and the following ordinance, item 41, which I'll discuss in a moment, helps to ensure the city remains in compliance with the amendments to the Oregon Pay Equity Act. And with regard to item number 41, which increases the salary ranges for several of Portland city laborer classifications, again, the stated value here is that the City of Portland is committed to pay equity. The Portland city laborers has approximately 370 employees classified within 28 different classifications that are doing similar work to employees covered by the DCTU, otherwise the District Council of Trade Union. Employees in those 28 classifications are paid differently based on prior collective bargaining agreements. The ordinance, item number 41, changes the salary rates of the PCL classifications to create parity with the DCTU classifications. The reason I was out of the room a moment ago is there are a number of amendments to this, and I'd like to put the amendments on the table first, if my colleagues have no objections to that.
Sure.
With that, then, Commissioner Fritz, why don't we put your amendment on the table first, please.
Thank you, Mayor. This was distributed yesterday in the Tuesday memo. There is one slight change in the proposed amendments, because it's been brought to my attention by the mayor that the word temporary has a specific legal meaning in the City of Portland, and I was not intending to make it a particular timeline. I know the Bureau of Human Resources has a pilot going. So under the now therefore be it resolved, the Bureau of Human Resources is directed to adopt for up to 1 year administrative rule merit system for merit-based pay, and the rest of it is the same. And then add a be it further resolved that after a standard HR administrative rule comment period and prior to expiration of the temporary administrative rule, the Bureau of Human Resources will return to Council for final approval of a system for merit-based pay increases for non-represented employees. And then strike the be it further resolved that once adopted, the merit system will be binding city policy, because we're not doing that just yet. We can do that next time.
Okay. I second that. So that is now on the table. Commissioner Udaly, I understand you have – very good. Commissioner Udaly, I understand you have an amendment as well.
Yes, I have four amendments. And before I read them, I'll just want to thank Director Summers-McGee and HR – there you are, scanning the whole office – and City Attorney's Office for their swift action on this issue. Pay equity is obviously something that we all care about deeply and believe in. We had to act fast to avoid some very undesirable outcomes. But in doing that, I didn't have quite enough time to really dig into the issues. And so I'm offering these amendments today as a result. I have some concerns with merit-based pay. One is that it is subjective. Even though I think HR has come up with a great tool, it does still it is still a subjective measure. It could eventually lead us back to pay inequity. and it's hard to budget for. And I'm really concerned about the impact to our, the immediate impact to our budget and moving forward, what continuing to give merit-based pay on top of COLA might mean for some of the bureaus. So these are my amendments. Amendment number one, and I need to read all the language, is that?
Well, we have correct? A pack in front of us.
Okay.
Which means you need to know.
Okay, so I'll read them. Amend the third whereas to read, whereas a system for merit-based or step-based pay increases for non-represented employees is necessary to ensure pay equity and compliance with legal requirements. So this simply adds step-based pay increases as a system that we would consider as an alternative to merit-based. Amendment number two, add a directive to read, be it further resolved that the Bureau of Human Resources will return to Council within 180 days to report on key advantages and disadvantages of a merit-based system and a step-based system in order to give Council the opportunity to decide between the two. And I believe Commissioner Fish has a suggested amendment to number two. Should
why don't
we
you
do
put all four on, and then I'll offer a friendly
right.
amendment to you daily, too.
Okay. Amendment number three, amend newly amended second directive to read, be it further resolved that after a standard HR administrative rule comment period and prior to expiration of the temporary administrative rule, the Bureau of Human Resources will return to Council with a recommendation for final approval of a system for merit-based or step-based pay increases for non-represented employees. And finally, amendment number four, amend the third directive to read, be it further resolved, the Chief Human Resources Officer shall be responsible for review and update of this policy, as well as the development and implementation of any guidelines and procedures consistent with the merit system or step-based system to meet the needs and requirements of the city.
So, Commissioner Daly, on your amendment number two, by the way, okay, this is the way to do it. My concern is that when we start talking, and I support the thrust of all these amendments, when we start talking about whether we go to a merit-based system or a step-based system, I think we get into areas of human resources and even labor relations that get fairly sensitive. We have represented, non-represented employees. There are questions councils want to have. Rather than require that within 180 days this come back to council for a public hearing on pros and cons, I would ask you to consider a friendly amendment that said within 180 days council offices will be briefed on this, and if you believe that some kind of collective action is warranted, I would suggest we do it in executive session the way we do other HR issues of this magnitude, because I think we have to collectively have this conversation first with legal guidance and HR guidance, and we don't typically do that in this forum as a first cut. So my friendly amendment would be, and this would not preclude you to put this on the agenda and bring it back to council, but within 180 days, each office be briefed on HR's view of strengths and weaknesses, and or an executive session be scheduled for the purpose of briefing council.
I'm fine with that.
Very good. Can we move these as a package? Commissioner Fritz.
I just have a question for the Chief Human Resources Officer.
Yes.
Do you have the capacity to be able to do this?
In 180 days, I do.
Thank you.
Could, unless there's any objection, could we move this as a package?
Second.
Very good. That's on the table. And then I have an amendment as well.
I should have an amendment. Sure.
All the cool kids do.
We coordinated with Commissioner Hardesty's office on these four amendments.
Yes,
we
yes.
could
then
call
she's
them
in.
The Udaly and
she's
Hardesty
in.
Amendments if you'd like.
So my amendment language to item 40 is down at the be it further resolved. It says be it further resolved, the City Budget Office is directed to increase General Fund Bureau current appropriation levels for fiscal year 2019-20 to reflect increased costs associated with the pay equity study completed in December of 2018.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Just to clarify, this reflects the desire of the council during the work session to account for the increased salary requirement and its impact on the budget, to account for it now rather than waiting until later in the budget process. Very good. That is also on the table. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. Tracy Reeve, Portland City Attorney. And we are here. I'm with Director Summers McGee, Chief Human Resources Officer. We're back before you, pursuant to your direction at last Tuesday's work session, that we bring forward a resolution that would permit the city to begin providing employees who are up for non-represented employees who are up for reviews merit increases on their normal anniversary dates, and with the amendments, this would also permit the Bureau of Human Resources to evaluate while that temporary merit system or pilot merit system was in place, whether a step system might better meet the city's policy objectives. From a legal perspective, either a merit system in substantially in the format attached to the resolution or a step system could meet the legal requirements and could be used as a bona fide factor for compensation. So we're comfortable with the amendments meeting the legal requirements of the Pay Equity Act as well. And with that, I'll turn it over to Director Summers McGee to talk about the pilot program.
Mayor, Commissioners, thank you so much for allowing us to come before you in a rapid period of time. I think we had the session with you last week, and this week it's on the agenda. We had to pull a few strings to make that happen, and we're very grateful that you allowed it to take place. This new temporary merit system, as City Attorney Reeves expressed, will allow us to use merit as a bona fide factor in differentiating pay. In the interim, we will conduct the research that Commissioner Udaly put before us as an amendment to determine to provide to you all in separate sessions and perhaps in an executive labor relations oriented environment the pros and the cons associated with each of the options and the financial implications. Implications also associated with those. So we are fully in support of the amendments and are prepared to allow the city to process their merit increases and be in compliance with the law. Any questions for Tracy or I?
I just want to thank you again for your work on this. The state put us in this position of having to move really quickly, and you are a much better expert on these issues than I am. I just want to make sure that I've done my due diligence and that my bureaus can handle the impact moving forward, regardless of what system we go with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a public testimony on either the resolution or the ordinance?
Or the amendments.
Or the amendments, correct?
Yes, we have two people signed up, Maggie and Veronica Bernier.
Good morning, okay. Veronica. Why don't you
good
start?
Morning, Mayor Wheeler. It's so good to see you. You're always looking well.
Thank you.
My goodness gracious, you got a nice tan, too. A little color in your cheeks, which is good. It's hard to do that in the bleak midwinter. But it's not that bleak out here. Winter is what you make it. But I wanted to testify as a nurse, a former MICU nurse, belonging to Local 250 for over 30 years, that I really sincerely do believe in merit pay increases depending on your ability and the amount of effort you put into your job. We always want to remember the employees, city, state, and even on up to the president, who go the extra mile, if they can afford it, to make the way easy, especially for the older Americans and the little children's, and also in marketplace in America, where I think women always go the extra mile. People like Amanda Fritz, she will notice the situation and jump right into it. And as a former nurse, we always support our local nurse friends. But all you people are a good character. Chloe, I love your name. If I could just remember how to pronounce your last name, but it is Udaly, right?
Udaly.
Udaly.
Yeah.
I'll get it straight.
No problem.
And Joanne Hardesty, we got to know you, and we know more a little bit more about your thinking, although I'm a newcomer to it. I haven't been around these circles that long within the realm of the the labor industries. I did belong to Local 250 for over 30 years. And, of course, Commissioner Fish is always supportive. I remember him in Sacramento, the Board of Engineers and all that. And did you know that Nick is a good singer? The Sing It Yourself Messiah, he brought in 250 singers. So anybody who can do that has my vote.
So let's learn something every day. Here.
That's right.
Learn something every day.
You have been holding out on me, Commissioner.
I see karaoke.
Thank you, Veronica.
I noticed last time. I noticed last time she was here that you didn't comment on the fact that she was concerned that there were some empty houses that could have been fixed up, that low-income or homeless people could have been put in, but you made a comment about flowers being able to cheer people up. So, you know, she brought up a serious issue and you totally blew it off. So, anyway, thanks for that, Ted. So what I want to talk about is this merit pay and this idea of women going the extra mile. Okay, so there was this man who has Parkinson's and is in a walker, and he is in Director's Park where the public bathroom is blocked, and he urinates. He ends up on himself. He ends up in the library. The librarian's there. They call the quote-unquote social worker, a white male, who is not educated or trained in social work, nor is he a licensed social worker, and he hands the phone and the Street Roots book to this man who's shaking. He's got paranoia. He has a walker. He's homeless. He won't go into the shelters because he gets bullied and his stuff gets taken. He was exited from the Collins apartment with a bunch of other people October 18th, 2016. And he's complaining about his pay to me. And first responders won't come and take this guy. 211, forget it. So I end up taking him down to TPI where I have to threaten them that I'm going to call the mayor before they will give this guy, who is wet all over himself, a shower. I have to take him over to Aging and Disability where they reinstate his food stamps because he doesn't realize he has to come in every year to get them reinstated. He's tried to apply for retirement. He doesn't understand that he's disabled and he needs to apply for disability. So he has zero income. He's out on the street. He's got Parkinson's. He's got diminished capacity. He's incontinent. And he's out in the freezing cold with no sleeping bag. And, you know, so I tried to help him get to Northwest Pilot. And he didn't show up. But at least he's got his food stamps now. Before that, he was eating from the food carts and out of the garbage. Thanks, Ted. So, Ted, when you say you disagree with me about disabled people being put out on the street...
I don't disagree with that.
Yes, you did.
Please do not put words in my mouth, Maggie.
You're wrong. And you know I reported this to your office because your staff time-stamped it.
Thank you, Maggie. Your time has expired.
Your time has expired.
Your time has expired. We'll take a recess. We're back in session.
Mayor, should we take the amendments in order?
We're going to take the amendments in order. We're going to start with Commissioner Fritz's amendments first, unless there's any other questions. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you to the Director of the Bureau of Human Resources, the City Attorney, the City Budget Office, who have all worked really hard to get this matter taken care of. I appreciate your accepting my amendments to allow comments from the bureaus. We want to make sure that this works for the bureaus and that we take input from all the bureaus into what the merit system should look like. And I particularly want the Office of Equity and Human Rights to weigh in on that. Clearly, even a points-based merit system can become biased and then lead to inequities. And yet, I believe that we need to have incentives and rewards for people who do meritorious work. And I believe we can budget for that and that we should continue to encourage our employees to stay with us and to do the very best work for the public that they can. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The Fritz Amendment is adopted. We'll take the Udaly Amendment next, please.
This is the Udaly package as amended.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The Udaly package is adopted. Last, the Wheeler Amendment. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. I think this makes a lot of sense. Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment is adopted. Now we'll vote on the resolution as amended. Please call the roll. Item 40.
Fritz?
Because of the state mandate, for better or worse, bureaus are losing most of their historic discretion in personnel matters, from setting starting salaries based on market demands and real-world realities for new hires to setting their own merit increase system. I worry that we need to be able to continue to hire and reward superstars. I am concerned that this will set back our efforts to diversify our workforce and meet our equity goals. However, this is what is required by Oregon's new pay equity law, and I support this resolution. I think we have to be very careful that we don't get to the realm of Animal Farm, where all animals are equal and that there is no incentive for continued garnering and encouragement of the best employees. Aye.
Fish.
Thanks to the Bureau of Human Resources and the City Attorney's Office, among others, for the work in bringing all this work product forward. This is very complicated stuff, and I'm still recovering from some of the testimony and the hearing last week about the fact that, notwithstanding the issuance of regulations in November of last year, we still may be on the hook for a two-year window looking back, even though there was no clear guidance, which is extraordinary. I hope we don't end up being punished for doing the right thing, because that, you know, we are probably one of the few cities that is actually implementing this in a timely manner. And I appreciate the work of all the professionals who brought this forward. I think the amendments are sound, and I'm pleased to support them. And on the resolution, I vote aye.
Hardesty?
I think that the amendments make this resolution stronger, and so I appreciate Commissioner Udaly, Commissioner Fritz, and Mayor Wheeler and enhancing this resolution. I appreciate the work that the Human Resources Department has been involved in. It must be crazy-making, but I look forward to us having our next conversation about really what is the most equitable way to make sure that we are rewarding excellence in our employees and we're not disincentivizing people to want to have a career at the City of Portland. I vote aye.
Udaly?
Well, for the third time, I will thank Director Summers McGee and HR for their swift and diligent work on this matter. It is a complex topic. I have no doubt we can arrive at a solution that works for everyone, and I appreciate your receiving my amendments in the spirit in which they're intended. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, I'll just lean on my introductory comments, and I want to respond just briefly to some comments that Meg made. Meg, while I don't always believe the way you approach these issues are particularly civil or respectful, I want to appreciate the content of what you said. I want to add one more organization to the list that you could refer people to. I had the opportunity last night to go out with a crew from JOIN. I had the opportunity to help hand out sleeping bags, hats, and gloves to people who are living on the street. There's no question in my mind that people living on the street deserve a compassionate approach to help them get off the street and whatever resources or services they need to stay off the street. So I just want to say I don't think you know me particularly well, but I appreciate the larger message that you were trying to get across. I vote aye. The resolution is adopted as amended. Next up is the ordinance, item number 41. Please call the roll.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you, everyone.